to encourage you all, we've invited some special guests this morning. I'm going to ask Scott and Annie McClellan to come up. Where are you, Scott and Annie? There they are. Scott and Annie are a young couple in our church. They've been at IBC for about 6 years. They've been married for 5 years. They have a little daughter named Elise. Y'all grab a seat. And they have a dog named Shiner who is in need of therapy.
True.
Scott and Annie are with us this morning because they're a young couple in our church. Scott edits a magazine called Collide. It's a really cool, cutting-edge Christian magazine. And Annie works with deaf education, and she is amazing. They're a young couple in our church that have done something in response to God's call in their life that I think is pretty amazing, and that is that they've adopted a little girl from Vietnam. And so we just asked them to come this morning and share their story a little bit. So why don't you welcome them, Scott and Annie McClellan. Glad you're here. Let me just throw this question out to you guys. It's very expensive. It's very difficult. It's very frustrating. It's very painful and many times to adopt a child. And yet you all, you followed through and you did it. You went through whatever you had to go through to do it. What part in that did God's call on your life play? In other words, was this an act of obedience? Is this something you did in response to what you knew?
Absolutely. We weren't looking for something hard or expensive or painful or any of the other things that you said. We sensed God leading us in this direction, and we had to do it.
Yeah. It was, as you said yes to God, he used some different things in your life to make it clear that this was his call. How did God call you to do this adoption? You know, what was the process that he went through so that you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, we need to act on this?
It started about 3.5 years ago with a late night conversation where we both kind of found out for the first time that the other was interested in adoption. Weren't sure where that came from or anything, kind of let it go at that. Came to church here the next morning, and Tom Davis from Children's Hope Chest was the speaker that day. And we kind of looked at each other like, adoption has come up twice in 12 hours, and God might be doing something here. And came across the adoption and foster care ministry here at IBC called Tapestry, who was having they were having an event called Adoption Myths and Realities, and we thought, God might be stirring something. We need to find out more. We need to start praying about this. And he made it clear to us that that's what he wanted
us
to do.
So in a real sense, to not have followed through and set the wheels in motion to do this thing would kind of been disobedience.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
When God calls, you got to do it. Now, it's interesting that in this, what we're studying here in this passage, you know, we tend to do deals with God and stuff. I'm just curious, Annie, as you were making this decision to go through and all the stuff that you have to go through to adopt, had God dropped like some large inheritance on you? Had you gotten a huge promotion at work? Had God just blessed you so in your life and made it so easy for you, you just thought, you know what, now is a really convenient time to go through this process? Is that how it happened?
No. We were even in grad school. We were on a totally different route, and we chose to quit that and move our resources towards adoption.
Like Neil Armstrong, we dropped out of grad school.
he was listening. Okay, so well, surely though, even though there wasn't like this great kind of obligation because God had held up his end of the blessing bargain, and now you're going to, surely after you've obeyed him and started, then everything went really easy, right?
No.
Right?
See,
this is what you call leading questions.
I think we had several opportunities to cut bait and run. Because once our paperwork was into Vietnam, the next day we were hit with, we'll sign this risk waiver that, because Vietnam was closing, we'll sign this risk waiver that says it's okay if you don't get a baby. And then a couple months later, like, it's not going well. Why don't you move to Bulgaria? No. And so we had to keep revisiting that and saying, no, God called us to this. He led us to Vietnam. Let's keep going. And then the ultimate blow was July 31st when our agency called and they said, we're really sorry to tell you this, but we have three referrals and y'all are family number four. And you're not adopting from Vietnam. And, well, what do you do then? I guess we got it wrong. God didn't really call us to do that. And so we had to keep moving forward with adoption. And we hoped that we would adopt from Ethiopia then. And on August 25th, our agency called again. And this time they said, you're never going to believe it, but there's a two-month-old baby girl and it's another risk, but we think we can have your paperwork in a week. Or do you want to do it?
Yeah. You know, it sounds like you can identify with people in the first century that had stepped out and said, yes, we're going to follow Jesus and we're going to do what he says. And as a result of that, their life didn't get easier. It actually got harder. And I think in those times, like when the agency calls, after all you've been through, after all you've done, and they say, you're fourth on a list of three. Just vulnerable question here. Did that make you a little bit angry with God? Did it make you disappointed with God? Just a little bit. I mean, you put it so euphemistically. You know, maybe this isn't what God wanted, but you knew it was, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't euphemistic. It was like that I had gotten it wrong. Because this is too hard and this hurts too bad. So yeah. I got it wrong. God didn't want me here.
Yeah.
I misheard. That's how I felt.
Okay.
This is not right.
You know, the thing that is such a blessing to me about you guys' journey is that you stuck with it. And even whenever the trials and the temptations came, you didn't stop doing what you knew God had called you to. And as a result, verse 25 there where it says, he will be blessed in what he's done. What has been the result of sticking with it and following through?
It's been amazing. I mean, our daughter has changed our lives. She's an incredible blessing. But
there she
proof,
is.
The story that God has called us into has been a blessing. It wasn't, we didn't trade obedience for a boat or, you know, anything like that. It was the story that he called us into that's been a blessing every step of the way. And by inviting others and sharing that journey with other people, it's been a blessing beyond just our family to a whole family of faith, of people who walked with us and experienced the story with us. And when we got the phone call of this big miracle that right before the country closed, we got matched to our daughter, we shared that blessing with dozens of other people, and it's been...
Then you got money.
Okay, we won't make that the moral of the story, but we're glad it happened.
Well, because they wanted to support us.
Well, but you know, it is part of the story, because you know there has been blessing as a result of you doing what God called you to do, even though it wasn't easy, and. You know, I love the part about other people, your friends, looking on at the story, that because I think everyone in this room right now longs to hear stories of God's faithfulness to his people. And this is one of them. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to you for doing that and showing us the way. So onward and upward. I suspect that the blessing has just begun, too.
We think so.
All right, you guys. Thanks for sharing your story. Let's give McClellan's a big hand. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Annie.